In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When it comes to angels, there is no shortage of those who smile maliciously at each other, as if to imply that it is an old-fashioned subject, or simply that it is a very beautiful story to put children to sleep. The existence of angels is one of the truths of our Catholic faith. The Catechism of the Catholic Church says, "The existence of the spiritual, non-corporeal beings that sacred scripture usually calls angels is a truth of faith. The witness of scripture is as clear as the unanimity of tradition." Catechism 328. The angels are servants and messengers of God. Catechism 329. As purely spiritual creatures, angels have intelligence and will. They are personal and immortal creatures, surpassing in perfection all visible creatures, as the splendor of their glory bears witness. Catechism 330. St. Gregory the Great, called the Doctor of the Heavenly Militias, says that the existence of angels is attested on almost every page of sacred scripture. In the liturgy, the Church particularly celebrates the memory of St. Michael, St. Gabriel, and St. Raphael on September 29, and of the guardian angels on October 2. St. Michael is the prince and head of all the heavenly armies. The veneration of St. Michael is very old. As early as the 4th century, there was a shrine dedicated to him in Phrygia. In the 5th century, another one was erected on Mount Gargano in southern Italy. And in the year 709, another great sanctuary was built on St. Michael's Mount in Normandy, France. The angels are the morning stars and unanimous acclaim of the sons of God. Job chapter 38, verse 7. Fray Luis de Leon, commenting on this text, says, "They are called dawn stars because their understanding is clearer than the stars, and they came to light at the dawn of the world." St. Gregory of Nazianzus affirms that, "If God is a sun, the angels are his first and most beautiful rays." St. Augustine of Hippo says, "They look at us with ardent love and help us to reach the gates of heaven." The word angel comes from the Greek angelos and means messenger. Among them, there are different degrees or hierarchies, which are called choirs. Among the angels, there are different choirs. 9 have always been considered: angels, archangels, virtues, principalities, powers, dominations, thrones, cherubs, and seraphim. The important thing is that they are not all exactly the same, just as every man is different. We could ask ourselves, what is the difference between the choirs of seraphim and cherubim, or between angels and archangels? According to some theologians, the difference is due to the degree of love and holiness of each choir, but other theologians say that the difference is in their different missions. Also, among men, there are different missions, and we can thus say that in heaven, there are choirs of priests, martyrs, consecrated virgins, apostles, or missionaries. Among the angels, it could be something similar. The angels, simply named that way, would be in charge of giving messages from God. That is, they are his messengers. They can also care for sacred people, places, or things. The archangels would be angels of a higher order, the most exalted messengers for extraordinarily important missions, such as the archangel St. Gabriel, who announced the mystery of the Incarnation to Mary. The seraphim would have the mission to be adoring before the throne of God. The cherubs would be caring for important holy places, and the same for important holy people, like the Pope and bishops. We know that there are protector angels of the nations, as taught by many holy fathers since the 4th century, such as Pseudo-Dionysius the Areopagite, Origen of Alexandria, St. John Chrysostom. In the apparitions of Fatima, the angel of Portugal appears clearly 3 times in 1916, saying to the 3 children, "I am the angel of peace, the angel of Portugal." St. Pope John Paul II on July 30, 1986 said, "It can be said that the functions of angels as ambassadors of the living God extend not only to each man and to those who have special functions, but also to entire nations." But what needs to be clarified is that not all seraphim are holier than simple angels or archangels. It is by their missions, not degrees of holiness, that they are differentiated. As among men, one of the choir of the martyrs or of the virgins or of the priests, even of the 3 at once, could be inferior in holiness to a lay apostle. Not because he has been a priest is he holier than a layman. And so we can say the same of the other choirs. For this reason, St. Michael is the prince of angels, the most exalted and elevated of all angels, and yet he is called an archangel, even though he is above all seraphim in holiness. Another thing that we must clarify is that not all guardian angels are from the choir of angels, since they can be seraphim or cherubim or thrones, depending on the people and their degree of holiness. God may even give some people more than one angel from different choirs to further help them on their path to holiness. The important thing is to know that all angels are our friends and brothers, and they want to help us to love God. The guardian angel is called that because according to Psalm 91, verse 11, it says, "He has given his angels orders about you to guard you wherever you go." The devotion to the guardian angel increases our chances of growing in the spiritual life. When we invoke our guardian angel, it is as if we discover new horizons invisible to the naked eye. The angel is like the light switch, which, when turned on or when he is invoked, causes our lives to be filled with divine light. The angel increases our capacity for love and saves us from many dangers and difficulties. The saints agree that our guardian angel also accompanies us during our state of purgatory to console us, as stated by St. Augustine of Hippo. When a man dies, his guardian angel leads his soul into purgatory and stands on his right. The guardian angel presents to God the prayers that are made to him and intercedes for the abbreviation of his sufferings. Our angel often inspires us to pray for our deceased relatives or for souls in purgatory in general, because it is a great work of charity. Let us not tire of asking our angel for help. Let us entrust our last moments and say to him, "My guardian angel, sweet companion, do not leave me alone in my final agony." The archangels are the angels sent by God for missions of special importance. In the Bible, only three are mentioned: Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. How many belong to this choir? Could it be millions like in other choirs? This is what the archangel Saint Raphael himself says: "I am Raphael, one of the seven angels who stand ever ready to enter the presence of the glory of the Lord." Tobit chapter 12, verse 15. Also, we can find them in Revelation, where it is said, "John, to the seven churches of Asia, grace and peace to you from him who is, who was, and who is to come, from the seven spirits who are before his throne." Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. Also in Revelation chapter 8, verse 2, "Next, I saw seven trumpets being given to the seven angels who stand in the presence of God." In 1561, Pope Pius IV consecrated the church, built on the premises of the Emperor Diocletian's baths, to St. Mary and the seven archangels. It is the Church of St. Mary of the Angel and the Martyrs. The Austrian mystic Maria Sima tells us, "In scripture, it speaks of seven archangels, of which the only known are Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. St. Gabriel is dressed as a priest and helps especially those who invoke the Holy Spirit a lot. He is the angel of truth, and no priest should let a single day go by without asking for his help. Raphael is the angel of healing. He especially helps priests who hear confessions a lot and the penitents themselves. Also, married people should remember St. Raphael. The archangel St. Michael is the strongest angel against all kinds of evil. We must frequently ask him to protect us, not only for ourselves, but also for all living and deceased members of our family. St. Michael frequently goes to purgatory to console the blessed souls and accompanies Mary there, especially on the most important feast days of the Virgin. Archangels are considered by some theologians to be the highest-ranking angels of a higher order. In this regard, the great French mystic Father Lamy, who lived from 1853 to 1931, who saw the angels, and especially his protector, the Archangel Gabriel, affirms that Lucifer was a fallen archangel. He says, "We cannot imagine the immense power of an archangel. The nature of these spirits, even damned, is very remarkable. One day I insulted Satan, saying, 'Dirty beast,' but St. Gabriel told me, 'Do not forget that it is a fallen archangel. It is like a son of a very noble family, fallen because of its vices. It is not respectable by itself, but you have to respect the family in it. If you respond to its insults with insults, it is like a war. You have to attack it with prayer." According to Father Lamy, Lucifer or Satan is a fallen archangel, but of a category and a power superior to the other angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.